In Jesus' most agonizing moments before his crucifixion, he commanded Peter, James, and John to watch and pray. Jesus then went on to moments of fervent prayer in the garden. Unfortunately, those disciples failed in their assignment, and Jesus found them sleeping instead of praying. In this study, evangelist Scott Pauley will lead us and challenge us to watch and pray, to pray faith-filled prayer for God to move and work in our generation. Be sure to listen after the study for details about a special prayer resource Scott is making available through this series. And now, let's join Scott Pauley.
When I was just a boy, my dad came into my bedroom early one morning to wake me up, get me out of bed, and he said, "I have something for you." I was pretty excited. I thought perhaps some gift or even better, money. And he went over to my dresser where I had a mirror, and he put something up on the mirror and walked out of the room. And I got out of bed and jumped to that side of the room to see what it was that was waiting on me there, and it was a sticker stuck to my mirror. It had one word on it. It was the word attitude. I must confess and tell you, I hated that sticker. It was good for me, but I didn't really like it because it was a constant reminder to check my attitude. Attitude really does affect every part of life. I remember years ago hearing Zig Ziglar say that your attitude affects your altitude, and there's some truth in that. But we've been talking about our attitude. And that's really what watching and praying does. It helps you to see like God sees, to look from the Lord's perspective and not your own, from the eternal side. We've discussed from the Gospel according to Luke already that we have to work on our attitude toward the Lord, that we ought to love the Lord and love His appearing and live like it and labor like it. And then we talked about our attitude towards the world. We must be so guarded, ever vigilant, because this world system is seductive and its philosophies are pervasive. They creep into our thinking, and we've got to guard against that. Well, we come to one more today, and I think this is so important because this is what helps keep our attitude right toward the Lord and right towards the world. This is what helps you love the Lord and not the world. We're talking today about our attitude toward the Word of God. We return one final time to Luke chapter 21, this great watch and pray passage, where he says, "Watch ye therefore and pray always." But did you ever notice that just before that admonition and just after it, there's a reference to the Word of God? In verse 33, Jesus says, "Heaven and earth shall pass away, but my words shall not pass away." And then at the end of the chapter, verse 37, "And in the daytime he was teaching in the temple, and at night he went out and abode in the mount that is called the Mount of Olives, and all the people came early in the morning to him in the temple for to hear him." So we have this emphasis on the very words of Christ and listening to Christ, the teaching of Christ. It's the Word of God. Look, if you want to know what God is thinking, would you like to know what God is thinking today? Then read your Bible, because God put it in black and white. The only way we know thoughts, thoughts are conveyed through words, so God wrote a book. If you want to know what God is thinking, read the Bible. But if you want to think like God is thinking, you have to keep reading. You see, the Word of God reveals the mind of Christ. You can't develop the mind of Christ. You can't think like the Lord thinks apart from living in the Word and the Word living in you. This is what the Holy Spirit uses to change our way of thinking. The Holy Spirit is the one who gives discernment. The Holy Spirit is the one who gives wisdom. But he does that through the truth of the Word of God. We need the Bible. Now, if I ask you today what your attitude towards the Word is, I'm sure you'd say, "Oh, I love my Bible. I'm grateful I have the Scriptures." But really, your attitude towards the Word is revealed by the time you give to it, by your diligence and earnestness in reading it and studying it and memorizing it and applying it. Really, our attitude towards the Word of God reveals our attitude towards the God of the Word. So let me give you just a couple of thoughts today about our attitude towards the Word that I think are revealed in this passage. The first is this. Notice their attention, the attention that they gave to the Word of God. The Bible says that it was first thing in the day, early in the morning. All the people came early in the morning to him in the temple. Why? They wanted to hear his words. It was worth getting out of bed for. It was worth waking up, stirring yourself, getting to the place so you can hear from God. If I told you that at a certain place in your city today, at an early morning hour, Jesus would be speaking for a few minutes, would you go? Would you set several alarms? Would you make sure you were there early? Of course you would. Well, I want to remind you, the Lord wants to speak to us that way every day. Every day we live, the Lord wants to speak through the Word of God to our hearts. And it ought to be the first thing you do in the morning. Now, you may read the Bible at night, fine, but I really think you ought to give some attention to the Word of God in the morning. Before you hear from everybody else, hear from God. Before you get in tune with what's going on in this world, get in tune with heaven, with what it is the Lord wants to say. The Lord does not deserve our leftovers. He deserves the first fruits, the first moments of the day. Just like you give the first day of the week to God, Sunday, the Lord's Day, give the first moments of every day to God. Psalm 5 is one of the great morning psalms. And in Psalm 5, verse 3, the psalmist David said, "My voice shalt thou hear in the morning, O Lord. In the morning will I direct my prayer unto thee and will look up." Every morning, David was listening for God's voice and letting God hear his voice, and I would recommend you do the same thing. So there's attention. Then secondly, there's not only attention, there's intention. Why did they come? They came early to the temple. Why did they come? In a phrase, to hear him. What a beautiful expression, just to hear him. Jesus would use this expression in his own teachings. Who hath ears to hear, let him hear. In his final letters to the seven churches of Asia Minor in Revelation 2 and Revelation 3, he would close every one of them the same way. Hear what the Spirit saith to the churches. I want to tell you, God still speaks. The Lord speaks through his word. And if you want to hear God speak to you, open the Bible. Come with an expectant heart. Come with spiritual ears on, ready to hear what it is God wants to say to you. Years ago, someone taught me to pray the prayer of Psalm 119 as I came to Scripture. Open thou mine eyes that I may behold wondrous things out of thy law. Recently, a young man came to me and he said, several years ago, I heard you say that. I heard you pray that before you taught the Bible one day. And he said, I thought, I'm going to start doing that. And he said, I've used that now every day. And he said, I just want to tell you, I'm getting so much from the Word of God because God answers that prayer. I'm convinced if we gave God our attention, I'm talking about our undivided attention, put the media away and the mobile device away and turn off all the noise, get in a quiet, still place and spirit, and gave God our attention, I believe we'd hear God speak. But we not only have to come with attention, we have to come with intention, that we don't just want to hear something, we want to hear him. We want to know God better. We don't want to just learn Bible facts. No, we want to know the God of the Bible. Look, listen to the words of Jesus. Heaven and earth shall pass away, but my words shall not pass away. The world is going to pass away. The word is going to stand forever. This earth someday will recede into nothing but a memory, but the word of God is forever settled in heaven. It is the eternal word of God. If you want to build your life on eternal things, build it on the Bible. Work on your own attitude towards the Word of God today. Rediscover Scripture like it was in the early days when you got your first Bible, when you first started to read it. Come at it with a fresh expectancy and hunger and thirst and desire, and God will speak to you there, and God will show you things there. If you want to learn to watch and pray, you must do so in the Word of God. It's the Bible that keeps you alert to God. It's the Bible that guides our prayers. The Scripture is God's watch and pray book.
Are you guilty of the sin of prayerlessness? Do you know the mechanics of prayer, the form, the right words, but struggle to pray, to have a consistent prayer life? Scott would like to provide a resource for you that he believes can help create habits of prayer in your life. His resource, 30 Days of Prayer, is available for download on our website, enjoyingthejourney.org, and also in the show notes. We thank you for listening, and we hope you will join us for each lesson from this series. And may the Lord help us as we seek to have a consistent prayer life.